Award-winning cookbook author Dori Greenspan cannot resist trying out kitchen equipment. She's always test-driving something new and analyzing its pros and cons. Dori, good to have you back.
Good to be with you again.
You know, Dori, I've rediscovered my mortar and pestle. Do you use one?
I have a confession to make. I only really started using a mortar and pestle a few months ago, really. I've had one ever since I've had a kitchen, which is for more than 30 years, and I never used it. And I think I didn't use it because I didn't have the right one.
Did you have one of those little ones?
That's exactly right. I had one of those little ones, very pretty, green marble. But, you know, small doesn't work with a mortar and pestle. I got myself a really big, it holds more than 3 cups, a Thai granite mortar and pestle. And that makes all the difference because things don't fly out of it.
Right.
And it means you really can make a big bowl of pesto. It means you really can put a lot of mint leaves in and just work them. So that big really makes a difference. And it's weighty, so it doesn't jump over the counter in any way. You don't have to really hold it down. I often put a dish towel under it because mine is a very rough granite just to protect the counter. But that roughness is important, too, because it helps grind the ingredients.
Yeah.
I use my food processor a whole lot less because I have this mortar and pestle now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put something in a food processor, and it's real – and I'm never giving up my processor. And it's really efficient, but that's it. It's efficient. It's a machine. When you put lime zest and lime juice and salt and coriander and onions and jalapeno peppers and garlic into – a mortar and pestle, and you start grinding. The smell is so fabulous. It's really, it's such a pleasure to use it, and it's fast. And so when I'm making guacamole, I'm putting all of those things into the mortar and pestle and just grinding and going around, getting that fabulous flavor, getting not quite a paste because the onions and the jalapeno peppers won't, I don't really want them as a paste, but I'm just getting all of their volatile oils, all of their flavors out. Then I'm putting in the avocado, and then I stop. Then I use the edge of a wooden spoon, and I just pound it so I get something chunky.
Mm-hmm.
But the experience of using a mortar and pestle, of making a hummus, of grinding nuts or seeds or spices, it's such a pleasure, and the quality of what you get, that kind of chunkiness, the freshness, I'm really loving it.
Do you think foods taste different when you grind them in that mortar and pestle?
Now, call me a romantic, but I do. I do. I am a romantic. I think that it's not, you know, you're not chopping, you're pulverizing, crushing, bruising. And so I think you don't get, with ingredients like garlic and basil even, you don't get the bitterness that you might get. And the color stays better, I think, as well. You know, it's funny. Our son grabs the mortar and pestle and uses it to muddle herbs and things that he might when he's making cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really funny because he looked at it and he says, oh, it's a muddler. I said, no, it's not a muddler. It's a mortar and pestle. But muddling's become so very chic now with all of the kind of designer cocktails. But I think things do taste fresher. And it's the texture as well. It's not as uniform. And that's really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. What kind do you like best? Because there's stone and there's marble. Mm-hmm. And there's ceramic. And the scariest for me is glass. There's no way I'm pounding glass on glass. But for you, what do you prefer?
Well, the little one I had was marble. And it was fine. I had a wood one. Don't ask me why. I really don't recommend that because they're really hard to clean. Anything you put in wood, the wood retains the oils.
Mm-hmm.
I have a stone one now, and this is the one that I have such a crush on. You know, it's heavy, and the pestle is heavy, so it's very efficient. You don't have to work so hard, and it really – it just feels good in your hand. And, you know, I remember when I first started cooking, I remember reading that pesto needed to be made in a mortar and pestle. And I thought, well, you know, that's nice, but
yeah,
no.
But
and I always did it in the blender or the food processor. But, you know, pesto needs to be made in a mortar and pestle.
Hey, Dori, thank you.
It's been fun.
Dori Greenspan's latest book is Baking From My Home to Yours. Now, for a good pesto recipe to initiate your mortar and pestle, take a look at my classic pesto of Genoa. It's on the website, splendidtable.org.